Hear now these words for us from John's Gospel. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him, about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." May God's richest blessings be upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we pray now that your presence and spirit might rest upon us. Give us rest, O God, from the activities of daily life and living. Open our ears that we might hear you call our names. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. Now, I know this morning that to talk about implants, that's a little risky. Yep. You know what I'm talking about. Someone said some 30 million women in this country alone who think that they need implants to make themselves drop-dead gorgeous. But some now have even gone to those extremes of having that particular type of implant removed. But not all implants are done purely for cosmetic reasons. Today, technology can provide retinal implants, artificial cornea implants, vocal implants, not to speak of entire organ implants, not transplants, but totally artificial implants like the heart, for example. One of the more successful implants is also surrounded with a little bit of controversy. It's the cochlear implant, a device that is implanted inside the human skull and connected with tiny wires to that cochlear canal in one's ear, that when those wires then are fastened to an external speaker or microphone, it allows that individual a sort of hearing for the hearing impaired. This implant gives the deaf ears to hear, but with it, can they listen? That's the question that's being asked about this controversial implant for some, especially when used in children and profoundly deaf adults. What if a similar advanced device existed for the spiritually listening impaired. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Does it exist? Well, it does. In today's text from 1 Samuel, hearing isn't Samuel's problem. Listening is. Samuel can hear, but he can't listen. He can sense, but he can't perceive. The boy hears and responds the best that he can, but he's responding wrongly. Not because he hears wrongly, but because he doesn't listen, can't listen, because he doesn't yet know how to listen properly. He lacks the tools to listen. So instead of some futuristic high-tech implant to help him, all he needs is a device that's called the Eli implant. And at the end of the story, the dim-sighted Eli, in effect, says to the boy Samuel, "It must be God calling you." And so on account of that insight, old Eli reaches down within himself and pulls out the Eli implant, explaining it to the boy as a small device, a helpful tool, a holy gadget guaranteed to broaden his hearing, to tune his soul's holy ear into the divine sound waves that are occurring around him. As a sort of fine-tuned frequency adjuster, the Eli implant provides the essential spiritual reception for everybody, anybody, even young Samuel. Not just to hear God's voice, but to distinguish it from the background noises of everyday life and living, so that we might listen to God's voice as well. You see, careful and attentive listening to the good news is a problem that's been going on for generation to generation. I mean, even Jesus had to call attention and speak to people and say, "Do you have ears to listen?" And yet fail to hear. Today we've got the story of the calling of some of the disciples. And at least there in some of the texts that we have, when Jesus says, "Follow me," the scriptures tell us that immediately they left everything to follow along. But it's not always that simple. Paying attention to God's voice, really listening to what is being said, is difficult when our ears and our minds are cluttered with all types of activities, events, and noises of everyday life and living. Who has the time? Who has the tools to calm down the sounds from within and without of our heads? Who has the ability to quiet that muddle and muscling of our thoughts of life simply to say, "Here I am, I'm listening"? Maybe if we don't have the tools, or maybe if we don't have the time, maybe if life is too busy and too noisy, and well, then just maybe this Eli implant is for all of us here today as well. But what is it? Well, if we look in the Old Testament lesson this morning, we'll see that that Eli implant is simply seven words. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. You see, it's a request that God will help us hear what it is that God is saying. A request to have God assist us to hear that still small voice in the midst of all of the other voices and noise that is going on around us. It's a conscious time and effort to tune out all the other garbage and babbling and distracting of all the other million bits of information that are coming our way. It's a prayer that you and I and all other fellow believers can pray so that we might really be able to listen to Almighty God and determine together what God is calling us as God's people to do. To determine today what God is calling us to do and be today. You see, a lot of people can hear God's voice, but few choose to listen. After all, who has the time? Who's got the temperament? Who's got the tools? You and I do. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, you call us by name. And you desire for each and every one of us to be in relationship with you, to be engaged in life as your servants, as your disciples, as followers of Jesus Christ. Continue, O God, to bless us, to anoint us. Continue to speak to us that we might hear and listen to your message. For it's in Christ's holy and precious name that we pray. Amen.